From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The message is clear today. If you live in Galveston, Texas, or in bordering coastal towns, you need to evacuate immediately. In fact, you should have left already. Hundreds of thousands have heeded the warnings about the massive hurricane called Ike. Ike is churning toward the Gulf Coast with winds of more than 105 miles per hour. Waves as tall as 15 feet are already pounding the coast. And waist-deep water is already reported in the streets of Galveston. Ike is forecasted to slam into that barrier island overnight, and its storm surge is expected to leave massive flooding in its wake from the coast to Houston, 60 miles to the north. We're joined now by Mark Fox, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Fort Worth, Texas. And Mark, how do you describe this storm? How bad is it going to be?
Well, this one is a very large storm. The wind speeds, the low pressure, it's not quite as bad as what we saw in Katrina maybe a couple of years ago, but the storm surges are going to be just about as bad. 20 to 25 feet is what we're expecting with the storm surge at and just to the right of the center of the storm. And the reason why we're seeing such the large storm surge is just because it's a very large storm, about 700 miles in diameter. The strongest winds aren't nearly that wide. A very large storm is allowing for that water to just pile up, and we're already starting to see the 15-foot waves going onto Galveston and the southeast Texas coast already, and the eye of the storm is still about 100 miles out.
Now, how does that work? If the winds aren't as strong but the storm is big, the storm surge can be just as powerful.
Exactly. The best way to describe it is if you're in a swimming pool and you take just your palm of your hand and move some water, you're going to be able to move it fairly quick. But if you put out your entire arm and then sweep out some water, well, you're going to have quite a bit more wave action at a longer period. Now, if you do that for the entire length of an Olympic swimming pool, by the end of the pool, you're going to have a very large wave.
When you do models of this storm, how great a storm surge are you predicting?
About 20 to 25 feet at the highest, and that is going to cause some problems. Galveston seawall is only about 16 feet above sea level, so right now with a 20-foot surge there at Galveston, you're expecting about 4 feet of water to go over that wall, and that's why we're telling people that they should heed those evacuation warnings if they haven't already.
And farther inland, up toward Houston?
Up toward Houston is not going to be quite as big, but there in Houston Bay and the Ship Channel, you could have a few spots going up to around 25 feet. The heaviest storm surge looks like it's going to be over there in Beaumont and Port Arthur, Texas, and Cameron, Louisiana. That's where you're going to see the 20 to 25 feet storm surge, and most of that area is at or just above sea level, so you could have some flooding damage going on over there, too.
I want to ask you about a very stark warning that came from another office of the National Weather Service. It said, for people, if they live in single and double-level homes and do not evacuate, you face certain death. What do you make of that warning, and which people are they referring to there?
They're kind of focusing on the people that should be getting out. That is a warning to let people know that this storm is large. Just because you're seeing it's a Category 2 storm doesn't mean you should let your guard down. This may not be an 800-pound gorilla, but a 500-pound gorilla at full speed can do a whole lot of damage with you. So it's not going to be the winds. It's not going to be the duration of the winds, but the storm surge itself is the big deal.
Have you seen a warning like that before? You face certain death?
The only thing I can remember that was pretty much like it was the warning that came out of the National Weather Service local office there in Slidell, Louisiana, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, right before Katrina. Unfortunately, that one was very accurate, where it said inundation of the town is likely and homes would be uninhabitable for weeks, maybe months. That prediction turned out to be right. I kind of secretly hope that our weather forecast office down in Houston, Galveston is a little wrong on this one, but I think the preparedness factor means that you need to take the warnings seriously. And when public officials tell you that under mandatory evacuations, you should probably heed them.
And the worst of the storm would be when?
That's going to be about 2 or 3 o'clock Central Time tomorrow early morning. And that's going to be right there around the Houston Ship Channel, Galveston Island, and over toward Beaumont, Port Arthur, Texas.
We've been talking about Hurricane Ike with Mark Fox, meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Fort Worth, Texas. Mr. Fox, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.